Last night, the Republican leaders of the General Assembly made a surprising announcement. They had accepted an HB 2 repeal deal proposed by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. There's just one problem. The governor denies this particular deal was ever on the table. And the story gets even stranger from there, as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
What happened last night can be seen as a deal gone bad, political theater, or a hardcore negotiating technique. Here's what went down. 6:30 p.m., Senate Pro Tem Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore addressed reporters at a hastily called news conference. They would make a major announcement about HB 2, we were told. Berger did much of the talking.
The Speaker and I are here to let you know that the governor made a proposal late last week with reference to House Bill 2 that we are prepared to agree to in principle.
You heard that right, but yeah, there's a catch.
So we called the governor on the way down here. You notice we were a few minutes late to let him know that we agreed to his proposal in principle. He now denies that he ever made the proposal.
As described by Berger, the plan has 4 points. 1, repeal House Bill 2. 2, only the state can make rules on who can use which bathrooms, but the policy returns to what it was pre-HB 2. 3, local governments can pass their own non-discrimination ordinances so long as they are no broader than the federal law. And 4, a so-called conscience clause, allowing citizens to sue cities or the state if they feel a law or rule violates their free practice of religion. All this, Berger stated, was a compromise that would need bipartisan support to pass. But again, the governor says he never signed off on this deal. His spokesman sent out a press release stating, quote, "It's frustrating that Republican leaders are more interested in political stunts than negotiating a compromise to repeal HB 2, and in what can best be called a preemptive attack against that argument, the top two Republicans came to their press conference with a paper trail in hand." Again, Phil Berger.
Here is a copy, and you will be provided this. A copy of the proposal that came from his attorney that indicates what his proposal was in 4 points. Also, there is email traffic that validates that this came from the governor's people.
But this paper trail, it's a little thin.
Where's the smoking gun?
Michael Bitzer is a political scientist with Catawba College. He notes none of the emails are from Governor Cooper directly. None say the governor's office agrees to or even makes an offer of a specific proposal.
The emails kind of just are representative of, yeah, we'll pass this along, we'll share it with our folks.
The emails are from Governor Cooper's legal counsel, and they look like just negotiations. But there were negotiations. So was this a deal gone bad or a political stunt?
With HB 2, I'm not sure you can ever get the full truth.
This was undeniably, though, a bit of political theater. Remember, this was a hastily called press conference to announce a deal Berger and Moore knew they did not have. That comes at a cost, says Bitzer.
I don't see how this even attempts to bring about goodwill for any kind of compromise.
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
That's House Minority Leader Darren Jackson in his own late-night, hastily called rebuttal to the Republican leader's HB 2 press conference.
They're not going to be able to get this fixed. They can't get the votes in their caucus to fix it. They're unwilling to join with Democrats to fix it, and so they want to pass a bill and make the governor veto it and lay the blame at his feet.
Or it could be the governor got cold feet, or that no one put their feet in the negotiating pool, or some other strange twist, since this is HB 2 we're talking about. And speaking of twists, both Phil Berger and Tim Moore were spotted by reporters going to the governor's mansion after their strange press conference. So perhaps negotiations continue. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.